This is Radio Kate reporting from the Community Centre here in Walthamstow, where we have set up the Community Volunteer Respite Centre for police officers. And with me is Andy Campbell, who has kind of been coordinating this. We started off yesterday.
Yeah.
So how did this all come about?
Well, I had a contact from Stella Creasy, a local MP, just asking if we could maybe offer one night of tea and cake for busy police officers. I said I was happy to help coordinate it, had a bit of spare time. So we found the local welcome centre was free, the church community hall, got clearance from them, sent the word out just on social media, really, Twitter and Facebook. Got a lot of replies from people that I knew and many more from people I didn't know, turn up with cake and increasingly different, a wide variety of menu items. So we've got pizza, hot jack potatoes, sandwiches, biscuits, anything pretty much. We're going to have some spam tomorrow, so that'll be exciting. And likewise, lots of people ready to volunteer. I was worried that we might not get more than four or five people every hour, but at the moment we've had up to 20 people, volunteers, just hanging around, creating community amongst themselves and serving the police.
And, I mean, have the police arrived? How's it been?
Yeah, it was a little bit quiet yesterday, the first night, up until about 8:30, and then we had a good number of officers come through. They were very enthusiastic, very appreciative, and the borough commander particularly had spread the word. So tonight has been pretty much non-stop busy. We've had groups of 10, 15 officers in pretty much all the time. Some have obviously had to go out for calls or what have you. And we've had some paramedics in. We're hoping, some of the ladies particularly, I have to say, are hoping for some firemen to come in as well later. So.
And when they've been in, have you managed to speak to them and find out, what it's been like for them out on the streets?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them have been doing long shifts, so they're very tired. So it's a bit of a judgment call. We like to say hello to them and make sure they're sorted for tea and what have you. And some of them wanted to have a chat, and some of them probably want to be left alone. Although, to be fair, most of them, it seems, once you've got a bit of cake in their hand, they're happy to have a chat. They've been working long hours. I think they've been doing quite well. In Walthamstow itself, it's been fairly quiet. I think there's been a few incidents and a lot more rumours of incidences. So it's been quite helpful for us as community members to get a better sense of what's actually going on or not, as is more frequently the case. But they are all exhausted because they're pulling long hours.
Well, it sounds kind of quiet in the room that we're in at the moment, but that's because I've dragged you out of the main operations centre just so we'd be able to hear over the noise. So we're just going to walk through now. Bit of police radio there. So what you can hear now is the sound of, how many police officers have we got in here at the moment? 10? 15?
Yeah, I'd say we've got nearer 20, if that, yeah. And probably twice as many volunteers as well, mingling with them.
And there's an amazing spread. Just looking around to the left of me, we've got boxes of cutlery just come out of the kitchen, newly cleaned. We've got lots of cups, and we've got fruit, jam tarts, mini quiches, cakes, muffins. We've got all sorts of sauces, sandwiches, pasta, bowls, and even a menu on the wall. This is getting to be quite a big operation. How long is this going to go on for?
Well, we're going to do it until Friday of this week at the very least, and we're going to have a chat with the borough commander to see if it would be handy for them for us to extend it and just see if we can manage to coordinate the volunteers. At the moment, it looks like we could run it for as long as they need us to.
And have you heard of any other areas doing the same thing or asking you for any advice on how they could set something like this up themselves?
We've not been approached ourselves directly, but we do know of some other mobile venues. So I've seen pictures and heard of people taking teas and maybe sandwiches to officers on the street. We've decided not to do that here because we know that most of the police from around the borough can get here if they need to. And when we've spoken to them, they've said that this is the easier option for them. But I do know lots of people have said this is a good idea, and we're hoping that other people might want to do it if they know of people who could do with the help in their area.
Well, I've certainly had fun coming down here and helping out, and it's nice to actually feel like you're actually doing something, because I think that's been the worst thing for me, is seeing all these things happen, you know, in the areas where I live and then watching them spread across the country and just feeling very powerless. So while I'm out here making some tea, chatting to police officers, it makes me feel like I'm doing just my tiny, tiny bit. So thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.